Hey, you want that to go?
Yeah, I need a takeout on health care. And we're going to Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent down in Washington, where House Democrats are still hoping to vote on their health care reform bill later in the week. But Todd, you know, the Republicans are sounding a little like a town meeting that we heard last August. Listen.
What you're looking at here, undeniably, is a government takeover of health care in America. We think when the American people see the facts, they'll know that, and I think they'll be even more drawn to the Republican alternative.
Well, our goal is to make this as difficult as possible to vote for, because we think this bill is the wrong prescription for what ails our health care system in America.
That sounds really bipartisan there, Todd.
Well, ask the Republicans in the House if Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have been bipartisan, and they would tell you they've been shut out of this process. So they need to be loud, and they need to be a little bit disruptive to get heard on this. So House Republicans, John, are planning a big push this week on Capitol Hill, in the media, all over the place, to try to get heard on health reform. They're having conservative talk radio people up on the Hill. They're having a reading room where people can come in and read the bill, and members will make comments on it. One Republican member on the floor yesterday saying that this health reform bill was more dangerous to Americans than any terrorist. So they're playing both sides of it. They're trying to be positive with a message that they have a better alternative. Also, maybe some of the old rhetoric from the town hall days. Both of those things coming in this week.
But don't Republicans really need a marketing campaign that's going to have rhetoric different from what Mike Pence, Republican of Indiana, was saying there in that cut, that it's a government takeover of health care, or what John Boehner, Republican of Ohio, was saying, that the American people will turn this down, hands down, even though the polling data suggests otherwise?
Well, maybe they do. They're going to try both sides of this. You are hearing some of the rhetoric, like those cuts that you just played off the top there, John. But Celeste, you were asking last week, what's the Republicans' plan? What's their alternative? And this week, the Republicans say they do have their alternative that they will be rolling out by the end of the week, that does include their ideas, like in cutting state insurance mandates that do cover things that we like, you know, like mammography screening and 24-hour maternity stays, but they do raise costs, making it easier to buy insurance across state lines, getting rid of frivolous medical malpractice lawsuits that do raise costs. So Republicans say they have an alternative that doesn't raise the deficit and doesn't raise taxes. We don't know how much it will cost yet, because they haven't had an analysis finished yet. So they're doing it on both sides, the rhetorical side, but also hoping to show an alternative. And also, let's be fair, you know, we've said before, the minority's job in the House is to snipe and criticize, because they don't usually get a vote. It's not like
right.
The Senate, you know, so this is sort of their job, even though it's tough to hear sometimes. This is what they were made to do.
And the question is, will they be able to seize any momentum with their own alternative by the end of the week? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Now for a business takeout with Louise Story, finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. And speaking of the New York Times, here's the story in the paper.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. Creditreport.com, baby.
My kids saw their sing this song.
It's very catchy.
My kids catchy.
So the Times is looking at these guys and how if it's really truly a free credit report, how these companies are making money. So
yep.
What did we find out?
Well, that's a commercial from Experian, and you know, Experian has two websites, and here's a question for you guys. One is called freecreditreport.com, and one is called annualcreditreport.com. Which one do you think is free?
Gee.
It's the annual credit report. So let's say this slowly again so everyone can hear. If you want a free credit report, don't go to freecreditreport.com. Go to annualcreditreport.com. And this has been a long-running battle with
that
the FTC.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
And expensive creditreport.com. They actually pay you, right? So that, if that's the logic there.
That would be nice. That would be nice. But it's a serious problem, and all the more so because right now, with the recession, a lot of people are having credit problems.
Absolutely.
And people are even more likely now to sign up for this sort of thing because they want to make sure that they don't run into trouble with their credit. And so what we found is that the FTC has been in this battle with Experian, the company that runs this not free website, and has been trying to get them to make it more clear. For example, the FTC has a proposal that Experian would need to have people who go to this website bounced to the free one for a short time and just notified that the other one is free. And a lot of people who sign up for this monitoring service, and what they charge you for is they monitor your credit constantly, don't realize they're doing that. So they end up paying $14.95 a month.
A month.
For the monitoring.
Which, if you've had identity theft, is really good to know if someone's stolen, you know, your identity. But it's not needed for most people. And they end up canceling it. And so this is why Experian runs those catchy commercials to lure in more people to what's becoming a $1 billion business.
Looks like we may get some kind of a reform in the credit reporting agencies. That's Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
Not free. Creditreport.com just isn't as catchy a song, apparently. All right, so our sports takeaway comes from takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. So the Phillies are storming up to the Bronx. The Yankees are licking their wounds. But hey, the headline is the New Orleans Saints last night still undefeated. Can anyone stop this football team?
Well, and it's funny that you talk about the Phillies. A lot of Yankee fans were actually rooting for the Phillies to win because they wanted to see the Yankees play in New York. So as soon as they saw the Mark Teixeira whiff and end that game, they turned over to see Michael Turner, who ran for 151 yards in 20 attempts. He scored a touchdown. This guy was a beast. And if you've ever seen football players on TV, you see like a big scrum. They run into the thing and then they get stopped, and it's pretty boring. Michael Turner, he just goes right into it, and he busts through like he's like the Hulk, and he goes charging down the field.
But the Atlanta Falcons couldn't stop the New Orleans Saints. They fell 35-27, Atlanta playing New Orleans. I mean, the Saints are undefeated and are really looking like an unstoppable force in football right now.
Precisely. I think Drew Brees, as we said time and time again, is like the Michael Jordan, the LeBron James. He is the premier player in NFL right now. However, in the past couple games, he's had six turnovers. He's had four interceptions and two fumbles. So he is a little human, and that's the thing about the New Orleans Saints. They figure out ways to win even when their offense isn't clicking on all cylinders.
On their schedule, what is a team that could conceivably stop them? I mean, we've seen their average score is something like in the 40s.
Yeah, they've scored 273 points this season. That's the fourth most in the NFL through seven games in history.
In history, right.
And this is their best start in their history. The tie's the best start in history of their season, of their career, of the franchise. But they play on November 30th, New England Patriots. That is the game. That is the only team. They have a patsy schedule pretty much up until then.
Yeah, and the next contest is with Carolina, right?
And that's another team that they should stomp over. I'm saying this right now, and I've said it from the beginning of the season, is that the New Orleans Saints are the best team in NFL.
All right, watch the Saints if you're sick of the Yankees winning baseball. Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Thanks. Good morning.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.